Grow Great, the podcast, episode 335. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. Today is Monday, October the 28th, 2019. Let's talk about how to interview job candidates. Small business owners often struggle to recruit, hire, train, and retain people, and for good reason. Most of us do not have some big formal HR department headed by a professional that is equipped to navigate the modern personnel landscape. There are a few things every small business owner can do to make the interview part of the process more impactful. Many owners over the years have told me how they struggle during the interview, especially the first interview, which is really the focus today. Very few of us have had any formal, well, really even informal training. Most of us just learned on the fly. Now, sadly, we don't always learn how to make this very important part of the process benefit us and the candidate. So let me begin by encouraging you to read three books on how to hire people. Go to Amazon, just search, look for these based on whatever criteria you decide. Just know this, they are likely going to all be aimed at companies of size. So you're going to have to do your own work to make them applicable to your situation, but that's okay. You're bright. You can do this. I'm not going to provide you some step-by-step guide for interviewing because I don't know your situation. I don't know your context. And rather, I think that's foolish and impossible. What I do know is the goal of the interview, especially the first interview, is to figure out if you want to move forward. Think back to your dating days. And if you're dating right now, well then, hey, bully for you. This is going to be easier for you. You have some sort of criteria for people who may be suitable for dating, and to each his own. Well, it's no different inside your company. Only you know what you're looking for and what you are most attracted to. So get that settled in your mind. Like most dating people, it may change over time. I mean, what you thought you'd like turns out, I don't like that much at all. That's okay. You're searching for a candidate worthy of the first interview. People who tick most of the boxes in what you need and what you want, or what you even think you want, doesn't mean that they're perfect. Doesn't mean that you've even got your criteria perfect, but it means that they may be worth pursuing further. You won't know until you have that first interview. Hint, don't make the first interview do too much. Too frequently, we put so much pressure on the first interview that we think that, well, we've got to figure out everything from A to Z about this person to see if they are going to be ideal for us. And we have to do all of this in the very first meeting. Don't put that level of pressure on the first interview. It's bad for you. It's bad for the candidate. Plus, it's a great way to run off a really good candidate. Here's another hint. The more the candidate talks, the better. Small business owners tend to use the first interview for things other than seeing if the pursuit ought to continue. Many tell me that they use it to sell themselves to the candidate, and they catch themselves talking all about their business, all about themselves, all about the history of their business and what they're all about. And most confess that they really do it because they're just not sure what else to do. And at the end of it, they don't know if this candidate is suitable for them or not because, well, they did most of the talking. Listen, this isn't like some top-level college coach, football coach, you know, who they've watched hours and hours of game film on players, and they've had staff members go watch that player perform in person in high school. And now these coaches, they set their sights on the players that they want to recruit, and so they go visit that player in the home, and it's a full-blown sales pitch. Much of that meeting is the coach selling their program to lure this athlete to attend their university. That's not your situation. So don't waste your time selling yourself or your company. Not yet. The first interview has one primary function, to figure out if a second interview is worthwhile. At the end of the interview, you'll have one of three choices to make. Yes, this candidate seems like a good fit. A second interview should happen. No, this candidate is clearly not a good fit. There's no point in a second interview. Maybe this candidate is a good fit. I don't know yet. So a second interview is likely warranted, so I can figure this out. Now, two of these three outcomes are going to warrant a second conversation. As you prepare for this initial interview, remind yourself of this important hint. The more the candidate talks, the more you're going to learn about them, and the closer you're going to come to figuring this out. Now, think about the questions that can not only help you learn the most, but the questions that will also give the candidate an opportunity to reveal the most about themselves and their work. Generally, I have found two specific types of questions most helpful. One is to ask them to describe a time when the outcome of their work was most positive. And you need to put the question into your own context. I mean, for example, if I were an electrical contractor and I'm looking for a cost estimator, I might ask, describe a time when your estimate was most remarkable. I want to hear them tell me about a time when they were most proud of their work. And as they talk, listen carefully. What are they focused on? What about it made them select this particular story to share and not some other story? Don't interrupt them, but continue to probe further. Don't be satisfied with short answers. You want this to be a deep conversation. Tell me more is a magical phrase that you can use to get deeper insights and to keep this candidate talking. Now, this is not an interrogation, but many of the rules of interrogation apply. For instance, you've seen plenty of cop shows where the detectives are trying to get the person to talk. Well, the reason's very simple, and it's the same reason that attorneys will coach witnesses to only answer the question. Don't volunteer any more details. Just answer the question. Why? Well, because the more people talk, the more we learn about them. Now, in your case, you want to learn all you can so that you can decide if a second interview is worthwhile. If you catch yourself talking too much, then shut up. Be aware of your own talking. You'll likely catch yourself revealing information that isn't suitable for the occasion. Well, you're going to have time for that later. Now is not the time. Another question that I have found helpful is the opposite of that first question. Again, let's assume I'm an electrical contractor. I'm looking for an estimator. Tell me about a time when things went terribly south. Again, I want to hear as much as possible. Do they blame others? Do they accept whatever role they may have played in it? How did they recover? Did they recover? What was the final outcome? You can press without being an interrogator. If something sparks your curiosity, ask. You know, too often owners have told me that after the interview, they think of three things they wished they would have probed about further, but for whatever reason in the moment, they neglected to ask. No, seize the moment. You need to be in really good touch with your curiosity. Feed your curiosity. Follow your gut. If your intuition urges you to pursue details in one area, pursue it. Remember, you're on a hunting trip, and on this hunting trip, you are trying to figure out if this person should advance in the process. The worst thing you can do is spend this time together and come away not knowing any more than you did when you went in, and that's your fault. It's nobody else's fault. It's your fault. Avoid it. Lastly, I'm fond of a third question, and this is a question that can give insight about why they may be looking to make a change, and more importantly, what kind of things they are most looking for. And this matters because if it's not congruent with your company and how you roll, well, then you've already got your answer to the fit question. Now, it might go something like this. Professionally speaking, describe what makes you most happy. I'm looking for the work that they most enjoy. If I need a cost estimator, but this person describes all kinds of work that have nothing to do or very little to do with cost estimating, then I can either cut and run or I can probe further. which frankly, that would be my ideal option to probe further. Maybe there's another type of work that they would be more suited for. Maybe they could fit inside my company, maybe not, but you may as well find out all you can. Many a good person has been hired for a slot outside the scope of what they initially interviewed for because it was something they wanted to do more than the thing for which they were first interviewed. Good people are good people. You want to find all the ones that you can. Listen. Really, really listen. Listen to understand. Don't prejudge. Don't judge. You're simply trying to understand this person better. Take notes and get it right. Nothing is worse than not listening carefully and thinking something that simply wasn't there, or thinking that they said something that they never said. Don't let the interview be unproductive because you didn't show up prepared to listen and learn. Above all, be kind. There's no place for pompous, arrogant displays of power or authority. This is a human-to-human conversation. Be respectful. Be grateful. Be appreciative. Even though you're not being interviewed yet, you really kind of are. The candidate is paying close attention, and you want to put your best foot forward. Let the candidate know up front that you're just doing this first interview as a primary step in your process. Don't promise a second interview, but don't rub their nose in the fact that you may not move them forward in the process. They're smart. They know how this goes. At the same time, let them know that part of the process may eventually be more of a give-and-take exchange where they can ask you questions. Their time will come. Maybe. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. Today's episode has been brought to you by the Peer Advantage by Bula Network. The Peer Advantage is an online virtual peer advisory group for entrepreneurs. Simply go to thepeeradvantage.com to find out more, and I hope that you will apply. I'd love to speak with you more about it. Thepeeradvantage.com. That's it for me. I'm back in the saddle, as they say. Last week was a road trip week. So the Lord willing, I will see you on Wednesday.